This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And we're updating you on the latest from the free Uber controversy, which has been bubbling over the last several months. It started back in August of 2015 when Christopher David, who is a liberty activist who moved here into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project a few years back, started to become the civil disobedience Uber driver with the intention of, at some point, likely getting pulled over and ticketed. Well, it ended up being Uber Grandma who was targeted by the police in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and she this weekend was hit three more times, now with a total of seven tickets just for driving people safely from point A to point B. And we'll talk more about that, give you the latest on that case. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. Cameron is calling from CU. I don't know where that is. Cameron, where are you at tonight?
Oh, Kernville, California.
California. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Ian, good to talk to you. I heard the other day your studios were raided, and I wonder what the excuse was, why they took the computers.
Oh, well, you can go to freekeen.com, scroll back a little bit. You'll get a lot more detail about that. The FBI claims they're investigating child pornography.
Oh, geez. So they're setting you up, sounds like.
Well, hopefully they're not. Don't expect that they're going to find anything on those computers.
Right.
But you know, if they want to do something, they certainly can.
Sure can. Okay, well, that's about okay.
That's
I'll check that
that's
out.
All you
thanks
wanted to know.
Much.
That's it. Okay. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and yeah, you can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. So back to the issue of free Uber, which is a movement that Christopher David came up with for the purpose of not just freeing Uber, but just sort of setting not just ride sharing, but all transportation services free. You shouldn't have to ask any government bureaucrat's permission to be able to give someone a ride somewhere for money. Because remember, if you take someone somewhere for no money, the government can't come after you for that. I could go to Portsmouth and drive people around all night long and charge them nothing, and I won't have to have a government permission slip. But as soon as I charge 10 cents, 1 cent, a dollar, whatever, even if I accept donations, then as soon as money changes hands, it becomes an illegal act.
I could almost guarantee, and I'm purely speculating here, but I could almost guarantee that if you did drive around in Portsmouth just picking up people and dropping them off somewhere and they never gave you any money for anything, at some point during the night, a police officer would come harass you about something.
It could happen, but I have to wonder, how is it that the police are determining who is Uber and who's not? How do the police know? I mean, obviously they know Uber Grandma because they know who she is, but they gave out seven tickets this weekend, and Uber Grandma was three of the seven.
They may have downloaded the app.
Well, that is one way to do it, right?
If you get where are the drivers? Oh, there's a driver right in front of me.
That's true. If you get the Uber app, for those who've never used this before, you download the app, you load it up, and it actually shows you, I think, six cars. It doesn't ever show you more than six of the cars at any one time. There's probably not much more than that at any time in Portsmouth anyway. But if there were 20 cars, you wouldn't see all 20. You'd only see, like, the closest six to you.
Mm.
And then you can actually see where those cars are on the road, which is a cool feature because unlike a cab company where if you need a cab ride, you call the cab company, they send dispatch sends out the word to the cab, and then you just wait for a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour. Some people have said they've waited for 2 hours for a cab in Portsmouth before. So there's no wonder that Uber is incredibly popular because usually, in my experience with Uber, it's like a 5-minute wait to get the car.
And in my experience, Manchester and Portsmouth have terrible cab service. There are 1 hour, 2 hour waits. There are companies that you will call, and maybe they don't get to you. And maybe they don't even call you back to tell you they're not coming.
Wow.
I've had that, happen in Manchester.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
Whereas with Uber, when you put your request in for the ride, the app goes and it finds the nearest driver. You don't see this happening, but what's happening behind the scenes is Uber, you know, they know where everyone is, like GPS tracking or whatever. And so the nearest driver gets like a 10 seconds to their phone starts flashing. I'm an Uber driver, so I've done this. So the phone starts flashing and says, hey, you've got a, you know, ride possibility here. Do you want this? And if you don't respond, if you're not paying attention or something like that, you're busy doing something else, you're not there, you're going to miss that ride, and it's going to go to the next nearest driver. So whoever it is that the driver is that's closest to the rider is the one that gets the opportunity to take that ride first. And so, you know, if there's a handful of cars in any given area, you're going to have a car literally just a few blocks away at most from you. In some cases, the car's just down the street. When I was giving rides on New Year's Eve in Concord, I was the only car or one of two cars. At times, I was the only one, but at other times, there were two cars up there. And so I'd pick somebody up, drive them down the street, and then literally a moment later, I'd be on the same street as my next fare. I went and picked that person up and drove them somewhere else. So it's super easy. It's a smooth system. They've done a good job with, you know, ironing out many of the kinks. And so kudos to them for that. No wonder the cab companies are pissed because they're getting shown up. In a lot of cases, the Uber cars are much nicer than some of the cabs that are on the streets as well. So the times I've been in an Uber car, I've been really impressed with how nice the car has been.
Now, the cab companies do have one reason to complain, which is if Uber operates freely and the cab companies operate only under a stricter set of rules, then I would agree that that's not fair to the cab companies.
That's right.
And the cab companies should be released from those burdens, because they could be as efficient as Uber if they weren't under this set of onerous laws. And a taxi cab medallion, I'm not sure what they're worth in New York City, but I'm believing it's
been
north
as high
of
as a million.
Quarter million.
It's been as high as a million, but it's come down because of Uber. So now it's less than, I believe, half a million per taxi medallion. Obviously, Portsmouth is a lot cheaper than that in New Hampshire. But nonetheless, the burden is still there for the taxi cab companies. It's not there for Uber. But you don't hear the taxi cab drivers arguing to abolish their ordinances. You hear them arguing to regulate Uber. So it's the old slave-on-slave violence thing where, well, we've been subject to this abuse for decades, so we think everyone should be subject to this abuse, rather than saying, hey, stop the abuse.
Right.
Now it's time to end this.
Something similar is a lot of the hotel companies are now advocating for regulations on people that share rooms in their house through Airbnb or one of the other. Although I have not heard anybody arguing about couch surfing, which, if you're not familiar with couch, there's the website couchsurfing.com where you can say, I'm going to be in this area, I need a place, and people are like, I've got a room. And nobody is allowed to change hands. So I've not heard anybody saying that needs to be regulated.
Well, that's just it. They can't regulate people doing things for free, right? I mean, at least you don't generally hear about that. Usually government regulations apply.
They regulate people doing stuff for free all the time. That's why they arrested the 90-year-old preacher down in Florida, because he was giving people food in a park.
That's true. All right. Touche. But as far as the commercial regulations are concerned, when it comes to
when
getting someone rides,
when you start accepting money in... it seems like you come under a lot more scrutiny. There's a lot of things that you can legally do for free that you can't do for money, from sex to driving a car. And how many people have not broken the law that says you can't accept money for taking people somewhere without a license. How many people have never said, I'll take you, but you got to give me gas money?
Right.
Well, as soon as you say that, you're a criminal.
Yep.
And if you support these laws, you should turn yourself in for violating them.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We'll tell you more. What does Uber Grandma have to say about the crackdown that has begun in Portsmouth, resulting in several tickets being given out this weekend? It used to just be Uber Grandma who received the tickets, but now they have branched out and been targeting other drivers. And I'd like to know how they know. Is it that they are monitoring the app? Are they going to start doing undercover sting operations next? This is Free Talk
Today,
Live.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk. you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Uber crackdown began this weekend. It was promised by the Portsmouth police chief a couple weeks ago. I reported on that over at freekeen.com, and they did follow through with it, ticketing several drivers over the weekend, Friday and Saturday night, actually assigning two police officers to see seven tickets to Uber drivers, and then they also wrote a citation to a taxi driver for failing to display a placard. And this is what the taxi companies wanted. They had been begging the police to take action. They have been disappointed that there had not been enough tickets written in their minds thus far over several months of the Uber drivers flouting the law, refusing to jump through the city's hoops. Although there have been several drivers who have jumped through the city's hoops. There, in fact, are four Uber drivers who did go through whatever the process is that, you know, includes paying a fee to the city, going through a police background check, and I believe placing some sort of identifying placard on their dashboard. There are several requirements that one has to jump through in order to be licensed by the city to give rides to people. Now, it's Ian Rich and Daryl in the studio here. If you want to share your thoughts, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's what Uber Grandma had to say in her Facebook post that she made on Saturday evening. So this was after she'd already received two tickets this weekend. She received three in total this weekend for driving people places. She says, quote, "Why is it that four Uber drivers have registered with the town of Portsmouth? Don't you know what this is doing? Every time I've been pulled over, part of the statement from the officers has been, why don't you just go on and register? Four others already have. I've stuck my neck out for all Uber drivers in the Portsmouth area, and I feel you four have stabbed me in the back. You're free to do what you want, but I take offense to you registering. I can call you something, but I'm not. Just remember, the next time you see me pulled over with the blue lights flashing, I'm taking one for all of us, even you. Just to let you other Uber drivers know, they are going to be pulling over Uber drivers tonight. I will be there anyway," she says. So, very courageous lady who continues to stand up for the freedom to drive, even in the face of mounting thousands of dollars of fines. Now $6,500 in fines. There's a statement on one of the New Hampshire Uber drivers groups. There's a group of Uber drivers on Facebook where one of them did say that he'd seen a post recently from Uber saying they are going to honor their promise to pay the fines for the drivers. So Uber's ready to fight. They have provided an attorney to Uber Grandma, and they're going to court. She's not pleading guilty. They're going to take this to court, and they are going to see what happens.
And I'm glad for her sake that these are not what would be considered moving violations that would count towards that repeat offender.
You mean a habitual offender status,
yeah,
which could result,
yeah,
in prison?
Or points,
yes,
on your license that could result in a suspension, which, of course, is death for a cabbie.
Right, and that's because this is a city ordinance, not a state transportation,
right,
law. So thank goodness you're right. This will only be mounting fines, and it won't mean that she's going to lose her license or anything like that.
Right, and what I was more concerned about is the year in prison that she could face,
correct,
if it was a moving violation each time.
If she gets habitual offender status,
yes,
there's a certain,
okay,
point at which you hit a minimum amount of time in jail.
Now, habitual offender is habitually driving after suspension, right?
Not necessarily.
Am I wrong on that?
No, you can get habitual for a bunch of speeding tickets. You can get habitual for, there's different qualifications for habitual. So
most people have the habitual status have it because of driving on suspended
too many
times.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you get too many speeding tickets or you get not coming to a complete stop, you jumped a red light, then if you get a certain number below a certain amount of time, so I think it's like 6 and under 2 years, then that's habitual offender status and mandatory minimum 1 year.
Yeah, well, I was definitely in jail with a lot of people who were doing a bullet for driving after habitual.
Yeah.
Is a bullet a year? Is that jail slang for a year, a bullet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I was in with one guy who was there for a year. He was just driving to work.
Now, there is legislation that would repeal the mandatory minimum on the habitual and I think one or two other offenses that would wind up then giving judicial discretion to where the judge could suspend part or all of the sentence.
It'd be a step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction.
Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't pass either, because these guys
Well, it was retained from last year, and the bill that they had last year repealed every mandatory minimum that there was.
Oh, wow.
The bill that is being heard this year that was retained, it keeps the thing for habitual offender status. And then there's a couple of drug-related offenses, and that's it. So it's a bill that I think has a lot better chance of actually going through this year because it's not repealing every mandatory minimum.
Wow. Well, I hope that does get through, because mandatory minimum sentences in general they're just not just. I mean, the whole thing with the Hammonds started because the judge in their case thought that what they deserved in jail was 3 months, and the state appealed, saying that the judge did not meet his responsibility under the mandatory minimum sentencing.
You're talking about the Malheur Federal Wildlife, that whole situation?
Yes, the Hammonds. The Hammonds were the people who were arrested at the very beginning, and they had been in jail. And then they were released from jail, having served their time, and then they were rearrested. Well, a lot of people thought that was double jeopardy. It wasn't really double jeopardy, because what happened is that they'd served 3 months, and the appeals court came back and agreed with the state that that wasn't enough and put them back in jail.
Right.
So that's
ridiculous.
Yeah, mandatory minimums are awful. And people don't understand also how these driving laws that we think of as trivial, especially middle class people generally think of speeding tickets and that kind of thing as trivial, but a lot of people lose their licenses because they're unable to keep up, for example, with their child support. So the state thinks that it's a good idea, if you can't keep up with your child support, to castrate your ability to work.
To make money, yeah.
Because, you know, if you're that poor, you should be poorer than that.
Right, you should only be able to have a job you can walk to rather than any job that you can possibly drive through.
And so these people intrepidly try to go on working their job, and they start getting pulled over for driving on a suspended license. Well, then, you know, you end up in jail for a year. That means you lose your job, you lose your home, you probably lose all of your possessions, unless you're lucky enough to have somebody collect them for you. And, you know, these are life-killing laws.
Absolutely.
They're not trivial.
Yeah, I totally agree. There are people who aren't just in for a year. There are people in for multiple years. One of the guys we know who is a Free State Project early mover named Dan, he's in prison for 2 years for a mandatory minimum habitual offender status.
Yeah.
So once you do a one-year stint, you probably are going to face a longer term if you continue to drive after that.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Is that who you really want to put in jail? It's people who are driving to work. We're not talking about DUI here. The guys that were in, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, the guys who were in for DUI, one was there for 3 days, another was there for 21 days. The guy who was a habitual offender who was driving to work was in for a year. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Uber crackdown happened this weekend. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, several tickets were issued to Uber drivers, including Uber Grandma, who is now up to her seventh ticket, amounting to a total of $6,500 in fines, just for trying to give people a ride home, just for giving them a safe way to get home without having to get behind the wheel of their own car, or wait for hours on some cab driver to hopefully show up where they've called them to. And because of her good deeds, she's been rewarded with thousands of dollars in fines.
Because in the presence of the state, no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly. So we'll continue with that story, and we'll get more from Uber Grandma. You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you're getting online and you're making purchases, why not save 20%? Well, because it's easy to do. You can go to saveatpurse.com, that's saveatpurse.com, and if you have Bitcoin, you can save 20% or more or less. You get to decide what your discount is, but 20% is super easy to get at saveatpurse.com. The key is you have to have Bitcoin, and it's anything that you pretty much want to buy through Amazon. So I've been purchasing some equipment here for the studio after the raid by the FBI on Sunday, and I've been getting 20-25% off easily from saveatpurse.com. You can do the same thing. Get started. Saveatpurse.com. We'll get back to Uber in moments. James is on the line in Arizona, though. James, go ahead with your thoughts.
Disciple Paul, I heard when you were a 13-year-old stud boy genius wandering late at night, you ended up sleeping a 23-year-old unmarried mother of two that happened to work the graveyard shift at a convenience store off her feet. So I was betting that she was pretty smoking. A Camel non-filter, or was it a joint when she hit on you?
I'm sorry, you want to know what she smoked? She smoked Salem Slim Light.
I'm not joking at all, except for a joint or a Camel non-filter, because that's the kind of woman that would hit on a 13-year-old boy. But anyway.
Well, actually, I was hitting on her, bro. You didn't listen to the story very carefully. I was pursuing her.
Swept her off her feet. I guess you didn't hear me say that either.
Okay. Well, then you said she was making advances at me, so I wasn't sure you were clear on that.
Usually between adults, any 23-year-old woman that would have sex with a 13-year-old is seducing a boy, a child. But I know you had a mad genius IQ. So how's it been working out for you, couch surfer, 30 years later? Isn't that how Gerald knows about the app?
Pretty well. I had a great career as a computer programmer that I really enjoyed, and then I moved on to more important things because I decided that it was I'm sorry. Do you,
when you ask
a question, you're going to have to let me answer them or we're going
to
knock you off the air, bro.
All right, goodbye. So, you want to go ahead with your answer now?
I don't even remember the question.
Yeah, it wasn't important.
Right. Okay, I can't seem to come up with a word I can use on the radio, so I'll cede the floor back to the chair.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I understand where people are coming from when they say that young people at the age of 13 or 14 or whatever can't make decisions for themselves. Maybe some of them can't. But some of them can, because age isn't everything.
Exactly. And that's my whole thing on the age of consent debate, is that it's asking the wrong question. Clearly, there are a lot of people on Earth who are too young to have sex, and there are a lot of people on Earth who are not too young to have sex. But my contention is that, as a matter of mathematics, there exists no number X such that all people under X days old are unprepared for sex, and all people over X days old are prepared for sex. And therefore, asking what that number X is, trying to solve for X, is asking the wrong question. The question is, what condition does a person have to be in? What mental and physical attributes do they have to have in order for their acceptance of sex or consent to sex to be respected by the powers that be? And to me, I don't think there will ever be a single set of family values to answer that question. It's something that should be answered by each family with respect to their own children, by defending their children when they believe their children need defense, and by acquiescing when they do not believe the children need defense. And then the remaining question is, what do you do when there's a conflict between the parents and the children? If the parents and the children agree, then I don't think you've got an issue. But when they disagree, then yes, there should be a way for kids to be able to say to somebody, I'm old enough and wise enough to be out from under my parents' control in this respect. And I don't know who that person is. I would imagine that under different flavors of anarchy, there would be many different systems with this. But, you know, this is something you should work out, I guess, with your insurance company when you buy your policy. I don't know exactly who would handle this issue under anarchy, but I know that whatever it was, it would probably start with the family.
Yeah, and I actually had an interesting email from an old friend of mine come in last night, and it was really long, detailed email where he talked about his first girlfriend in an experience that she had had prior to being in a relationship with him when she was 16. She was looking to be more independent. She met a 38-year-old man at a Ren Faire down in Sarasota, Florida. And he gave her the opportunity to escape, right, to get out of her bad situation and come to live with him. And apparently he had a fixation on anal sex, and begged her for it. And apparently the first time that she did finally get, you know, agree to have it with him, apparently there was some tearing that occurred.
That's not good.
And, not good. Not a good situation. And my friend, you know, believed that that was because of the age discrepancy. And I said, well, there's as much of a chance that somebody who was 19 could have also begged for the same thing and the same damage could have occurred. So I don't think it's necessarily that it was because of the age discrepancy is why that girl did that. I remember my first girlfriend, she would have done anything that I asked her to do. Now, I'm not into those things personally, but there's a certain type of person who wants to please their mate.
Right.
And so they might be willing to do things that they otherwise would not want to do, simply because they want to make somebody happy. And I don't know if that has to do with an age discrepancy in every case.
No, because there are people that are 40 that they just want to please other people. There are people that are 20. There are people that are 20 that just don't give an F.
Yep.
There are people that are 40 that, you know, they just don't care. So, no, maturity does not come with just a number.
Let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He is on Skype. And calling from Georgia. Hey, Hung.
Hey, and I'm hearing myself.
Oh, I hear you just fine, if that's any consolation.
Okay. I want to talk about this children and sex thing, or better yet, my experience as being a child and not necessarily having sex, but experiencing it.
Okay.
How
do you not have sex but also experience it? Do you watch others have?
No. I'll put it this way. Getting into my father's stash.
Ah. Porn. Watching pornography.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And I want to. And even before that, I was extremely sexual as a child. I'm talking about first and second grade. I mean, I wasn't going out raping people and humping on trees and stuff. But I'm just saying, I was extremely sexual as a child. And I think all my likes and dislikes, as far as sex goes, it developed then. And I think a lot of children, you know, they develop what they like later on in life in their early lives, personally, I think. So, you know, this is about how children are really innocent. Children, yes, children are innocent, but those things, I think, develop really, really early in children. And to deny that, I think it's just dishonest.
I want to give you a chance to continue your thoughts, Hung. Stand by. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I understand, you know, people are uncomfortable talking about this kind of thing, but that's why I think it's important to talk about it. 855-450-FREE. Get out of your comfort zone. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. There is more on the Uber crackdown, where Uber Grandma has been targeted, hit with three tickets this weekend for driving people places safely, and then other Uber drivers now being targeted as well out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We'll give you more on that developing story. Also, with you in studio, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because that's important. And if it's worth $5 a month to you, then you can help us with that. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website. And also, we accept Bitcoin now with the AMP program. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Get started, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Hung Like Jesus in Georgia. He's on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Hung.
Okay, one point before I continue. You know, I could never understand when people said how political correctness was going to bring us all down. You know, it solidified in my mind just tonight. You know, how political correctness is it's just running us all into the ditch. There's just some truths in life that people know, you know, it's just not proper to talk about. And children being sexual is one of those things I do believe. I mean, we all played that you show me yours and I show you mine for little girls when we were in whatever, you know, however young we were. And it's just natural. It's as natural as the sun coming up in the morning. And to make it something other than that, I think it just does nature a disservice. Because it's not going to change anything. All you're going to do is just get people in more and more trouble and make people look crazy.
Hmm. I'm right there with you. That's actually one of the reasons that I formed a church, is I think that a lot of the insanity in our society is directly because of the insane guilt and shame that exists for anyone who grew up in a so-called Christian nation, or I would assume a Jewish or a Muslim nation for that matter, around the area of sex. And Freud had a great insight, I think, that makes people crazy. His very first case was a case that he called it hysterical paralysis, where a woman was psychosomatically paralyzed from the waist down, and he eventually realized that what had led to this was her guilt and shame over masturbating.
Oh, wow.
And she literally could not move her legs. Just amazing, amazing kind of case.
And it's been found in children as young as, well, I can't quote the age, but it's children less than a year old who, I don't know if you would call it masturbation, but who get pleasure in playing with themselves. It's something that they do, and it's just it's just something that they do. But we, of course, have made it into something pornographic because, you know, we're so closeted, all of us, most of us, because we have to be. We end up like Ian getting raided by the FBI if we don't keep those things in the closet. And I don't mean child sex either. I mean just sexuality in general.
Yeah, just acknowledging that it exists is a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, yes, just acknowledging that it exists, and you know, I'm kind of sick of it too. Because you know, what are the sites most visited on the internet?
I don't know.
Porn sites across the board, but nobody talks about it. But everybody does it. I would go out on them and say everybody masturbates, but you'd hardly get anybody to talk about it. Why is that?
I got to say, it's got to be the puritanical religious past of many of the people in the United States. It's stuck with us for a long time. People, you know, that's one of the things that people, they never really talked about it with their parents in most cases, or they got the most basic explanation about how babies are made, and then that was it. You know, they were never really explained anything.
And you got to wonder, if a society is sexually repressed, what else is being dragged down with that repression?
No. Excellent questions tonight, huh?
Very good question.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Now, one thing that's sort of tangentially related that we did talk about here on Free Talk Live to a good extent is the issue of female toplessness.
That's right.
That in the United States is a sexualized thing, but in most of the rest of the world, it's a normal thing.
Right.
Don't try it in Saudi Arabia.
I didn't say the entire world.
No, I'm just pointing out one of the exceptions.
Yep. Right. But, you know, Europe, South America, it's completely normal to see women at the beach walking around topless. But in the United States, no. That's horrible. Little children might see.
Many native tribes, for instance, very common for women to be topless.
Oh, yeah. All through the and pretty much any hot climate that hasn't been exposed to Christianity, you're going to find people topless.
That's not even true, because most of Europe would consider themselves to be, you know, Christian nations. The Catholic Church is headquartered in Europe. South America is a very Catholic place.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
But female toplessness is completely accepted. It's some weird, like, puritanical sort of something that's going on in the U.S.
Well, and it does. A lot of it stems from the idea that sex is bad, right? Like, if people didn't believe that sex was bad, as long as if you're having it within the confines of marriage, then it's completely fine. But outside of the confines of marriage, then it's an evil thing, and there's all this negativity that surrounds it. And so, therefore, anything that evokes in some people the thoughts of sex, which toplessness can evoke for some people, for these repressed sexual people, thoughts of sex, then they think toplessness is bad. Or yoga pants are bad.
And marriage is, and this whole only within the bonds of of marriage is, if you think about marriage, it's really sexual socialism. You know, it's saying that everybody, regardless of who they are or how they are, should have an equal number of mates, and that should be exactly one. And that, you know, you can't go outside that. Somebody with a stronger sex drive can't say, oh, well, I want to have two mates, and somebody with no sex drive could say, well, I don't want any mate at all. No, that's not okay under the Judeo-Christian standard, and it tries to force a lot of people into a box where they don't fit, and that's never good. I mean, obviously there are some acts that cannot be tolerated, like actual pedophilia, like rape, like anything non-consensual. But in general, building up this air of sin, if you will, around consensual acts is a terrible idea, I think.
Totally. And I would contend that all pedophilia is in fact rape.
Yes, I would agree. If it's pedophilia, then you're talking about sex with children, and you know.
Yes, and they are incapable of giving consent, so therefore rape.
Yeah. Now, if I saw 2 6-year-olds engaged in sexual play, I wouldn't criminalize either of them.
Right.
That's a different matter. They're going to play doctor, and they're going to do what they do. And that's a line that's very dangerous, because a frequent sort of thing that you see with statutory rape laws being
zero
what
tolerance.
They are is you see a 16-year-old boy being put in jail because he raped his 15-year-old girlfriend 1 year younger. And the reality is they were having sex before he turned 16, and that was legal because they were both under the age of consent. And they can start having sex again as soon as she turns 16, because they're both over the age of consent. But in between, you stand a chance
it's
of making
crime.
This guy a felon who has to register as a sex offender.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life. I mean, what kind of a life is that?
Heaven
for
forbid.
Nothing.
They take
for a
picture.
Teenager having sex with his teenage girlfriend, and that's a terrible thing.
I remember
that has to be stopped.
You mentioned pictures. I remember reading a story about a 13-year-old British boy that was looking at pictures of naked 13-year-old British girls, and he was arrested and sent to prison for possession of child porn.
Yeah, or people have also been arrested for child porn for having pictures they took of themselves.
It's true.
Yeah.
Free number is 855-450-FREE. More on the Uber crackdown. And also, Denver police are mad about some student artwork. Daryl is going to tell us about that story, and you can tell us whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.